Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 71st edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we will visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Ephraim Bisimwa. He is from Bukavu, a town in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. And while there, he got his bachelor's degree in law, worked as a journalist, and also worked with victims of war before winning a diversity visa and moving with his family to Portland, Maine just a year ago. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Ephraim.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here on this sunny summer day.
Thank you.
So can you start by telling us a little bit about your family? What did your parents and grandparents and neighbors do for work when you were growing up?
My father was an employee of the States. He worked there, I think, during 30 years. And he died in 2009. My mother was a farmer. She grew cassava, beans, maize, vegetables. And by this work, she took care very well of our education. Yeah.
How many children were in your family?
We are nine. Six boys. And I have three sisters.
That's a big family.
Yeah.
A lot of boys running around.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably had a good time growing up. Yeah. Did you help with your mother's farming?
Yes, sometimes. When we are on vacation, we have to help her. Done it, yeah.
And then when your father worked for the state, was that administrative work, desk work?
Before, my father was a teacher in elementary school. And after that, at the state, he works at the front desk. At the front desk, because he began to work with white man from Belgium, and as he spoke in French correctly, he was able to write them. They took him and gave him this job.
Oh, so he was a teacher until he was kind of adopted into the administrative world.
Yeah, he began by teaching during two years, and he moved to this job. Yeah.
And what kinds of work was there to get for other people in your community, your neighbors and other relatives? What kinds of jobs did people do in your town?
You know, Bukavu is from South Kivu. South Kivu is a region which is known because of its minerals. It's a rich, one of the richest region in my country. And many people go in the villages to look for minerals and come back. They build houses, but in Bukavu, about the job, it's hard. It's hard to find a job, and people, I don't know what can I call, they live every day. There is exactly a job day to day. You wake up in the morning, you don't know what will happen, and you have to look for something to eat, to buy something for your family. But more people, they work for the states, which pay very bad. Others, they are teaching, you finish school, you look for a private school where we can teach, and others who have chance can find job in some organizations, but it's not easy.
No.
Yeah.
You have to be very resourceful every day, don't you?
Yeah, it's very, very complicated.
Do you recall what you wanted to be when you grew up, when you were just a boy?
When I was kids, I have a dream. I have a dream to study too much. Because I thought that when you start too much, you can become boss. That's what I thought about. If it's not really, but it was a dream. And
so you wanted to be a leader. If you studied enough, you could be a leader, boss.
Yeah, and it was a dream. And I began to study. My big brother, who studied too much, also he helped me with advice to study more. Because in our region, you didn't study, you haven't chance to get something.
There are plenty of laborers, yeah, but very few get educated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So how did you find your way to university and to law?
My big brother helped me too much. He tried to explain me how can I do my choice, how it can be important for me. And when I was in high school, sometimes some lawyers came at school to explain how this job is very good. And for myself, I need to help people, help them and recover their rights, people who need help. And I thought that if I study lawyer, I can help them. And it was a way that I have chose. And today I'm happy. I finished like lawyer and I'm happy. And sometimes by radio, maybe I had helped many people, maybe.
I think you've helped a lot of people already as an advocate. And I think you're going to be helping a lot more people as you get more and more established here over time. You have so much to give. Do you know that 35% of foreign-born population in Maine come with a college degree?
No, that's
and
new for me.
The national average in America is 28%. So more foreign-born people are coming with college degrees than American people getting college degrees.
Wow.
Right? So I think we're getting, you know, very few people in your region get college degrees, but many of those people leave, right? Because there's no hope of moving up.
And so yes.
They have more resources, perhaps, to get out.
The problem in my country, but it's that you study, but you don't know what will happen. You know, you study, you don't know tomorrow, in the future, what will happen. Because, as I said, finding job is very hard. And people think that study is the way, it's like a hope, but you don't know exactly what will happen tomorrow. Many people study, but at the end, they don't find job. You know, they don't find job because you don't have job in the country. Job are not created like here. And that's why many people, their dream is to leave and to find other way and to look for a job. That's why many times in Africa, if you go in South Africa, you will find many people from Congo who have studied. Some of them are doctors, others are lawyers. It's because they didn't have possibilities to work in the country and they had to leave, to look for a job.
And you take a job where you can get it. You were a lawyer and you got a job in broadcasting. Can you tell us how that came about? How did you get that job?
First, in my life, I've never imagined that I can work in broadcasting. Never. But by my big brother. I read every time news, paper news, every time. And I have information in my head. And another thing that the sport, I was very interested by the sport, and all information about sports I know. And to work on in broadcasting, it was that the motivation was to find a place to share my knowledge about news, about sports, with other people who maybe could need it. That's the motivation, the first one. The second, I was afraid. I began was when I was a student, and I know the situation of my country. You finish, you don't get a job. It was a way for me to find a job, to avoid to become an employee after studies. That the two reasons which motivated me to begin this job.
Right. Are you a person who remembers facts easily?
Oh.
I think you had told me one time that you were the Geography B winner at your school. You liked geography and you studied law and you like sports details. I think you must be a person who can remember a lot of details.
Yes. Yes, because in, you know, media or broadcasting, I don't know, you must know many things. You must know many things, and in my country, it's not, the system is not like here. You are journalists, you have to talk about many things. It's not that only sports, I don't know, only social, only family. No, you must, it needs to know many things. And geography that I learned at school, history helped me to improve my job. And I remember that when I left the job, I received many messages in which people want to know why I leave, because every time they liked to understand, to hear me, to understand what I can say. And it's because at the beginning I worked, and I don't know, in my training, personal training, to develop many things and to have something to speak when I'm on the radio.
Yes, you have a broad understanding of many topics.
So yes,
you
yes.
would be a good person to deliver a broad range of news and information.
Yes, because I began by a radio, which is a Catholic radio.
In French, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the radio, you speak French and Swahili. It means you can speak French, you translate in Swahili. And after that, I was recruited in another radio, which is the best in the region. It's a community radio. It's because they thought that I know many things and I can help. In the system is that you are not focused in one thing. You must be able to touch many things. They can say, you speak about geography, you must be a ball. You can speak about news, about sports. You must be able to do all things. Yeah.
Universal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you moved on from the radio and you ended up working with victims of war, right?
Yeah.
And that's when you met Eve Ensler, who came to your region in South Kivu province. Was it in Bukavu? Where she made the City of Hope.
Yeah.
Alongside the people there. So could you talk a little bit about that work that you had?
Yeah. After radio, I worked in the hospital, which is called Panzi Hospital. It's an hospital which is specialized in take care of women who were raped and young girls. And I was recruited as communication and advocacy officer. It meant the job was to advocate, to explain the situation in the region, how women are suffering, how the government and all people who can help Congo, how they can come and understand the situation and help people and stop the war. It was a program which was created by Dr. Denis Mukwege, who worked with Yves Ancelet, and together they created the City of Joy to help those women who were raped. And the job was to explain every time, the situation in the country.
I looked it up online. I saw some articles you had written to explain what was happening at Panzi Hospital with Dr. Mukwege, who's somewhat famous in the region for his brilliant work and his devoted life.
He helped many, many women.
If you're just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Ephrem Bisimwa. He is a lawyer and journalist from Eastern DRC, and he's here today talking about his observations about work, both here in Maine as a recent immigrant and in DR Congo. Ephrem, you and your wife, your teenage daughter, and your two young sons arrived in Maine in the winter of 2014. You came as a diversity visa immigrant, DV immigrant, they call them. Can you tell how that's different than being a refugee or an asylum seeker?
The green card is it give you a permanent residence in USA. It means when you apply and you succeed, you have a visa for 10 years. It's for people who need to live in a quiet place, people who need to find a job. Maybe they have some difficulty to find a job in their country and they need to move here. And you apply, and if you succeed, you come, and the USA give you a visa for 10 years. When you come here, the same day, you can work because you have all papers.
That's very different than asylum seekers.
Yeah. Your acts are legal, are known. It's not like refugee, you know. It's a process. You come, you have problems. You must explain to your a lawyer, the card. But when you have this card, and you are in USA, you live like American, how they live here.
Yes.
The difference.
And the U.S. provides diversity visas for people all over the world. They have X number per country. And those countries change and the numbers change every year. And you applied, were in a lottery, selected for a green card, and you and your family came.
Yes.
So right away, you needed to find ways to support yourselves. The programs that are available for refugees are not available for people like you. But you come with more status. So how did you know where to start when you got here? Who helped you out when you landed in Portland?
I think the first one is the States, because when we came here, General Assistance helped us, and we had a caseworker who tried to explain us. But what I can say at the beginning, when the States give you the visa, at USA Embassy in our country, you have someone who explain you the life in USA. They tell you when you arrive here, where you can look for information, who you can ask about something. It means when we came here, we had in our minds some ideas. And they gave you papers which explain the situation. It means you know that you can go in, this office and ask about. But General Assistance help us more because we had a caseworker She showed us about social security, about schools, about how to learn English, the language, many things.
Mm-hmm. In the There's States, so much to
the
learn.
First one in the States here. The States.
What was your first job here?
My first job was at Barber Foods. Barber Foods.
Oh, welcome to Maine. Starting at Barber Foods.
Yeah,
it's a very common story.
This job, the job that sometimes we do here, I or my wife, we can't do it in our country.
The labor jobs?
Yeah, because the system are very different. When you come here, the system is new. Many things are new here. And I can say that Africa is very, very late. Very, very late. That's why many things you have to understand first to understand to know exactly what is happening. And when you learn, you must leave. You must leave. That's why you have to work. You can clean. Even if in our country we can't clean, that's really we can't. But
were you surprised that all jobs were available to you as long as you could get them?
Yes.
That's
yes,
really different.
Yes,
and that more stratified
exactly,
social
that's
structure.
Another difference. Here you can find easily, you can find job. And everyone can find job, but in our country, it's a job. It's like a chance. It's like, I don't know. It's a chance. You must have a friend, maybe a colleague,
a connection to
get
a connection
to get a job, and you can't claim. You can't claim because if you claim tomorrow morning, the boss put you out.
Do you mean complain? If you complain,
to claim, it means
to make a claim.
To complain, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly.
So in DRC, if you make any complaint, you'll be out of a job.
Out, because outside there is many people who are looking for this place, and the boss, he don't care. You can
labor is cheap.
You can stay home. He's looking for another one. Yeah.
So you started at Berber Foods a year and a half ago. You got some injury due to cold on your hands. Is that right?
Yes.
And so you moved on to. Did you go to Nichols next?
Yes, I worked at Nichols during a month. It's a physical job, but good. It was good because the job helped my family to live and to pay my bills and to live like other people here.
Yes.
And after that, now I have another job. They produce medicine in Scarborough. That's good for me.
Good. Well, congratulations. You're moving right along. You know, starting at the beginning, it's like a board game almost.
And exactly.
As you go along, your choices get greater. Your English has gotten so much better. You've been here a year and a half. You studied at Portland Adult Ed, and then at USM.
Yeah.
And here you are on the radio speaking English.
Exactly. It's mean that when we came here and our social worker showed us the way to adult education, I began there with my wife in level 5, and after that we moved at USM until now.
And this is working nights, studying in the morning, taking care of the kids in the afternoon, and I don't know when you sleep.
Wow, it's hard.
Yes, it's a hard start, Ephraim. You're brave to take it all on.
Yeah.
What do you hope your job will be in 5 years? What would a great career be for you once you're very established here?
I have many ideas in my head because when I think this country gives many opportunities. This country gives many opportunities, and sometimes I think about this, and tomorrow when I check on my computer, I find another thing. I don't know exactly, but I need first to improve my English. When I'll be able to speak correctly my English, it's a way to be integrated in the society, the first way. Because I know that opportunities are for everyone. I have many, many choices. I don't
like
know
a
how.
A kid in a candy shop? It all looks good?
I don't know exactly. I continue to think about it because in future I find many things.
Well, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I think many things will be coming your way, and your English just gets better by the day.
Thank you.
Ephraim, you are such an insightful person. I really admire your commitment to social justice as well as your amazing work ethic. I think you have a whole lot to contribute to our community. And thank you so much for coming on New Mainers Speak today.
Thank you, too.
I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Ephraim Bissimwa. We will close today's program with a song he's chosen for us. Ephraim, will you introduce your song to our listeners?
Yeah. The song is from Madilu system, from my country. The song, it means, si je savais ça. If I known the reality, I couldn't do it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Great. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Shiko mawatu. Kamure nangai gitaro yoko. Zongi sangai. Esika bapimela kangana mungiri. Si je savais ça. Bali, Tradi. Bolingo somi somi. Lolango na epe basusue, ngai kweke ngelo kola liso, kole kanyawe, zongi sa amonanga, na congilate,
c'est vrai,
okolo yoko zon, otia yango na mikro, belisa ngai mingite, okoli yangai,
seigneur, wano koli yangai malamu.
Bazua o, dolangona epa basuswe, ngai konzete yambila yo yo yo. Mengwele ke la kawabi, boba ngobazuaka, na matanga to na bafeti, somi somi toko lukangai. Biso zela kase anzambe, po apesa katample. Boni yoko pesa ngabanga mobesu papa basi bakanolie. Je savais ça.
Amissie, maison, agile, vanamwanda.
Basoua, oh, 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 basuswe, ngai konzete ya bonu, oh, 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 monokwe kosenga tonolo, napokwe koluka ngai ngai, litonge papa kozangizate.
Weya, l'internet de Yaoundé.
Na kokufa liweya ngongi ya nyoka babete balembete. Nanya mipomba sepona Yesu, toyokateo. Ebeleba mipomba kaka sepoya bolingoe.
Si je savais ça. Bavo manoka, tabala, otombongo.